Hey everyone, and welcome back to another deep dive.
Yes.
Today, we're going to be talking about the Soil Health Academy's 2020 annual report.
Okay.
And, you know, this report is really interesting. It's not just kind of like,
yeah,
you know, dry data and figures. It's really like a window into this whole growing world of regenerative agriculture.
Absolutely.
And I think there are a lot of takeaways that we can glean from this, especially, you know, for us here in Southeast Houston.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And the Soil Health Academy, you know, they're doing so much work to teach farmers and ranchers these practices that help the land thrive.
Right.
And you know, what's really interesting about this report in particular is how it highlights their resilience, especially with the whole COVID-19 situation throwing a wrench in things last year.
Yeah.
You know, how did they respond to that?
Yeah, the pandemic really shook things up for everyone. And
right.
I was really impressed by how the Soil Health Academy adapted.
Absolutely.
I mean, like they had to quickly pivot from their usual on-farm schools to online webinars,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. They had to think outside the box.
Right. And they even fast-tracked the launch of their online course, Region Ag 101.
Exactly. And think about the potential reach of Region Ag 101 now.
Like,
it's not just limited to folks who can, you know, travel to a workshop or take time off, or you know what I mean? It's accessible to anyone around the world with an internet connection.
Right.
They even have a goal to get this course into schools.
Wow.
Imagine, you know, high schoolers in Deer Park or Pasadena learning about regenerative agriculture.
Yeah.
Talk about planting seeds for the future, literally and figuratively.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Huh.
Now, you know, this report really showcases how regenerative agriculture is gaining traction.
It really is, yeah.
For example, did you know that the Soil Health Academy co-founders,
okay,
Ray Archuleta and Gabe Brown,
uh-huh,
are featured prominently in the Netflix documentary Kiss the Ground?
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
Have you seen that?
Kiss the Ground brought this whole concept of regenerative agriculture to a massive audience, and they did it in such a captivating way. You know,
yeah,
you've got stunning visuals, interviews with celebrities, and it all boils down to this really powerful message. Regenerative agriculture can help solve climate change, restore ecosystems, and create a ton of food.
Yeah. I actually watched Kiss the Ground a while back, and it really got me thinking about the connection between the food we eat and the health of our planet.
Absolutely.
It made those abstract ideas about soil and carbon so much more concrete.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seeing those images of barren land transformed into these vibrant ecosystems, and all because of the way that the soil is managed.
Yeah.
It's such a great reminder that nature has an amazing capacity to heal if we work with it, not against it.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, so we've got this global impact, but the report also zooms in on individual stories, right?
Yes, definitely.
The one that really stood out to me was Brandon Bach's experience in North Dakota. Here's a farmer who transitioned to regenerative agriculture and actually resisted the urge to spray insecticides when he had a grasshopper infestation.
Oh, wow. That's a great illustration of the regenerative mindset. You know, instead of just automatically reaching for those chemicals,
right,
Bach decided to wait and see what happened.
Okay,
and what do you know, a flock of seagulls swooped in and took care of those grasshoppers for him.
Wow.
It's like nature's own pest control system kicking into action.
Exactly. That's something we could all learn from, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe here in our own gardens and yards, we can think twice before using harsh chemicals.
Right.
Could we be inviting nature to provide solutions
we
haven't even considered?
Absolutely.
And this story of Brandon Bach is even more inspiring because he's not alone.
Mm.
His wife and children are involved in the farm too.
Oh, wow.
It's a real family affair.
That's so cool.
Makes me think of all the local farms and farmers markets we have here in Southeast Houston. You know, if more of them adopted regenerative practices, it could have a ripple effect throughout our entire community.
Absolutely. And it's not just about individual farms making changes. You know, the Soil Health Academy is actively working to make regenerative agriculture more inclusive.
Okay.
They've got the Next Gen Region Scholarship Portal to support historically underserved farmers, ranchers, and educators.
Wow.
Plus, they've established a scholarship in memory of Kendra Brand, a pioneer in regenerative agriculture, which is specifically for women and new farmers.
That's great.
Imagine the potential we have right here in our area to create a more diverse and vibrant agricultural landscape.
That's a great point. So we've talked about global reach, individual stories, and inclusivity.
Yeah.
What's next in the report?
Well, the Soil Health Academy has some pretty bold goals for the future.
Okay.
We're talking about converting millions of acres to regenerative agriculture, expanding their curricula, supporting their graduates, and even creating a documentary series.
Wow.
But perhaps the most exciting goal is their vision to create a platform that connects their graduates directly with consumers. So people like you and me can buy their regeneratively grown products directly.
Now that's an idea I can really get behind.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept, isn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, being able to buy produce from a farm using regenerative practices, knowing, you know, exactly where your food comes from.
Right.
And it could be right here, you know, in Southeast Houston, supporting our local economy while benefiting the environment.
I love that, you know, we talk a lot on this show about thinking and acting locally.
Right.
And this feels like such a perfect example of that in action.
It is.
It's like closing the loop, you know, between producers and consumers in our community.
Yeah.
But how does this platform idea actually work?
Well, you know, the specifics are still being developed.
Okay.
But the overall goal is to create a system where Soil Health Academy graduates can showcase their products and connect directly with buyers.
Right.
It could involve, you know, an online marketplace, maybe a labeling system, or even events and partnerships with local businesses.
Oh, I can already imagine the possibilities.
Yeah.
What if we had, you know, like a regenerative agriculture day at the Pasadena Farmers Market, yeah, or partnered with local restaurants,
right,
to feature dishes made with ingredients from these farms.
Those are fantastic ideas. And, you know, the impact goes beyond just access to fresh food.
Right.
Think about, you know, the economic benefits for those farmers.
Right.
By cutting out the middleman, they can potentially earn more for their hard work.
Right.
And invest further in, you know, their regenerative practices.
Right. You're right. Supporting those who are taking care of the land makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
It's not always easy for farmers, you know, especially, yeah, when they're trying to do things differently.
Yeah.
And speaking of challenges, the report doesn't shy away from the difficulties that they faced in 2020.
No.
I mean, the pandemic hit everyone hard.
It did.
Including the Soil Health Academy.
Absolutely. They had to adapt quickly,
yeah,
you know, shifting those in-person workshops online.
Right.
But you know what? That actually turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Remember Region Ag 101?
Yes.
That course became even more accessible because it went online.
Right.
And now they can reach a global audience.
It's interesting how sometimes limitations can lead to new opportunities.
Yeah.
It's like they had to innovate, and that innovation actually expanded their impact.
Precisely. And they didn't stop there.
Okay.
The report also mentions they're seeking funding for a documentary series about regenerative agriculture.
Wow.
Now imagine that, a whole series diving deep into the science, the personal stories,
yeah,
and the solutions that regenerative agriculture offers.
Yeah.
It has the potential to reach millions of people and really shift the conversation around food and farming.
Wow. A documentary series could be incredibly powerful, especially if it showcases the real people behind this movement.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like what we try to do here on Think and Act Locally.
Right.
Share those local stories that connect with the bigger picture.
Exactly. It's about making these concepts relatable and inspiring action.
Yeah.
The Soil Health Academy's vision for the future is big, and it's rooted in this idea that regenerative agriculture can be a force for positive change, not just globally, but right here in our own communities.
And speaking of community, we want to thank our listeners for being part of the Think and Act Locally family.
Yes.
Your support keeps this show going, and it allows us to dive deep into topics like regenerative agriculture, exploring how they connect with our lives right here in Southeast Houston.
Absolutely. Your contributions help us continue to provide valuable content and connect our community with resources and organizations that are making a difference.
Right.
If you're finding value in this deep dive, please consider supporting us at thinkanddactlocally.com/donate.
Yes.
You'll find the link in the show notes.
Now, we've talked about some pretty big goals and visions for the future, but I'm curious, in this last part of our deep dive,
yeah,
how does all of this connect to our local community here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena? What can we do right here, right now?
Good question.
To support this movement towards a more regenerative way of living?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think sometimes these big ideas like global movements and documentaries can feel a bit overwhelming.
I hear you.
Like, how do we connect that to our everyday lives right here in Southeast Houston, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so how do we bridge that gap?
Yeah.
How do we take these inspiring ideas from the Soil Health Academy and make them relevant for folks in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena?
Well, the Soil Health Academy report actually gives us a few clues.
Okay.
Remember their big goal of building a platform to connect their graduates with consumers.
Right.
Imagine if that platform included, you know, local farmers and ranchers right here in Southeast Houston.
Okay, now we're talking. So instead of just thinking about a documentary on Netflix,
right,
we're thinking about a real tangible way to support regenerative agriculture happening in our own backyard.
Exactly.
I like it.
Right? Imagine being able to go online or to a farmer's market and easily find produce or meat or other products that were grown regeneratively right here in our community.
Suddenly, those big ideas about soil health and ecosystem restoration become very real and very local.
And it's not just about buying those products, right?
Right.
It's about starting conversations, asking questions, and learning more about where our food comes from and how it's grown.
Absolutely.
Speaking of gardens, I remember reading about Brandon Bach using the Haney soil test on his farm in that Soil Health Academy report.
Yes.
What exactly is that, and could we use it here in Southeast Houston?
That's a great question. The Haney soil test is different from conventional soil tests because it focuses on the biological activity in the soil.
Okay.
It's like taking the soil's pulse, measuring the life within it.
Interesting.
And the cool thing is you don't need a huge farm to use it.
Okay.
Backyard gardeners and even folks with container gardens can use the Haney test to understand their soil better.
So it's like empowering us to become better stewards of our own little patches of land.
Exactly.
Whether it's a sprawling farm or a few tomato plants on the patio.
Good.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe learning about something like the Haney test could spark someone's interest in taking a deeper dive into regenerative agriculture, taking a Soil Health Academy course, or even starting their own regenerative farm right here in Southeast Houston.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
Now that's thinking and acting locally.
I love it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the message is clear. Regenerative agriculture isn't just some far-off concept.
Right.
It has the power to transform our food system, our environment, and our community right here, right now.
I completely agree. And while the Soil Health Academy is doing incredible work on a global scale, the real change happens when we take those ideas and bring them home.
Yeah.
Making them relevant and actionable in our own lives and communities.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Soil Health Academy's 2020 annual report. We hope you're leaving with some inspiration, knowledge, and maybe even a few ideas to think and act locally.
Remember, even small actions can make a big difference. So go plant a seed, start a conversation, and let's grow a more regenerative future together right here in Southeast Houston.